Hello, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast, where we help families thrive, not just survive. I'm Tim, and I'm joined by my ever-so-tech-savvy co-host, Edna.
Tech-savvy. I just know how to turn my phone on, Tim. But hey, I'm Edna, and I'm thrilled to be here. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been buzzing around in our parenting circles, and let's be honest, on my social media feed, too.
Absolutely. This week's episode is titled Ghost Child Chronicles, Navigating Privacy in the Digital Age. We're talking about how to share your life online without, you know, oversharing your kids' lives. It's a real balancing act these days.
Oh, it is. It feels like every other day I see another article about a celebrity or influencer doing something with their kids' images online, and it's sparking a huge debate. So, Tim, what exactly are we digging into today?
We're unpacking the ghost child strategy, looking at different ways parents are choosing to protect their children's privacy while still maintaining a presence online. We'll look at why this is becoming such a big deal and, most importantly, offer practical tips for navigating this digital landscape.
Practical tips are always welcome. All right, let's do this.
So, Edna, this whole idea of the ghost child strategy, where does it come from? What's driving this trend?
Well, Tim, I think it's a confluence of things. On one hand, you've got this growing awareness of online safety and privacy. Parents are realizing that what they post online can have lasting consequences for their kids.
Absolutely. Digital footprint, right? It's not just about what's happening now, but also what colleges, future employers, or even just other people might find years down the road.
Exactly. And on the other hand, you've got this, I don't know, almost pressure to document everything. If it's not on Instagram, did it even happen? Kind of thing.
Oh, I hear you. It's that constant pressure to share, to connect, to prove you're living your best life, all while trying to protect the most precious parts of it. We had a family we coached a while back, and they were struggling with this exact thing. They loved sharing family photos, but they were increasingly worried about their daughter's privacy.
See, that's exactly it. It's a genuine desire to connect and share, mixed with a very legitimate concern about safety and privacy.
And it's not just everyday parents grappling with this. We're seeing major celebrities making conscious choices about how much of their children's lives they expose online.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Who are some examples?
Well, Chrishell Stouse and Orlando Bloom are two big names that come to mind. They've both been very vocal about their decision to not show their children's faces online.
Smart move. I mean, they're already in the public eye, so extending that to their kids, that's a whole other level of exposure.
Exactly. And it's not just about hiding faces entirely. We're seeing the rise of things like the emoji face trend.
The emoji face, right, where they cover their kids' faces with emojis. Is that like a viable solution? It seems a little cartoonish.
It can be. It's definitely a trend, and it's used by celebrities to maintain a social media presence while still protecting their kids' identities. It's a visual cue, almost, that says, hey, this is my kid, but I'm still keeping their face private.
I guess it sends the message, but it also looks a little funny to me. Then I also see the rise of private Instagram accounts. Is that becoming more popular?
Definitely. Parents are creating separate private accounts specifically for family and close friends. It's a way to share those precious moments without broadcasting them to the entire world.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like creating your own little digital village. We saw this one family implement that with great success after being a daycare client of ours.
Precisely. And it ties into this larger trend of faceless parenting accounts, which are gaining traction. We're seeing more and more parents prioritizing privacy and sharing their experiences without showing their children's faces.
So it's like focusing on the parenting journey itself rather than showcasing the kids?
Exactly. It's about sharing the struggles, the triumphs, the lessons learned without making the child the focal point.
Okay, so we've established why this is happening, but what are the actual techniques parents are using? What are some practical strategies they can implement today?
Great question, Edna. Let's dive into some of those strategies. The first one, and probably the simplest, is the back of the head technique.
Ah, yes, the classic. So many of our coaching families do that, just showing the back of their child's head in photos. Simple, effective, but does it really work? I mean, people can still identify a child from their clothes, their surroundings, their ears.
You're right. It's not foolproof. It's more about minimizing the risk and controlling the narrative. It's a visual cue that you're being mindful of privacy. Another technique, which we touched on earlier, is the emoji face.
Still not sold on that one. But hey, if it works for some people.
It's a quick and easy way to obscure a face, especially if you're just snapping a quick photo. But as you pointed out, it's not the most subtle or elegant solution.
No, it's not. What else have you got, Tim?
Well, there are more sophisticated techniques. For example, focusing on the parenting experience rather than the child's identity in storytelling.
Elaborate on that a bit.
So instead of posting a photo of your child building a sandcastle, you might post a photo of the sandcastle itself or your hand helping them build it. You can talk about the experience, the joy of watching them create, the frustration when the tide washes it away, without showing their face.
That's a great tip. It's about shifting the focus to the story itself, the emotion, the connection, rather than the child's physical appearance. Another former client of ours did this beautifully by posting pictures of their daughter's artwork instead of pictures of her.
Precisely. And it encourages more thoughtful and creative content creation. It's not just about capturing an image, it's about crafting a narrative.
Makes sense. What about the tech side of things? Are there any tools or apps that can help with this?
Absolutely. There are apps that automatically blur faces in photos and videos. Some even allow you to strip metadata from images, which can reveal location information and other sensitive data.
Oh, wow, that's actually really useful. I didn't even think about the metadata aspect. So you could accidentally be revealing where your child goes to school or what activities they participate in just by posting a seemingly innocent photo.
Exactly. It's a potential privacy minefield. These apps can help you navigate that more safely. We always recommend parents explore these options and find what works best for them.
And I bet those apps are getting better all the time, too, right?
Definitely. The technology is constantly evolving, offering more sophisticated and user-friendly ways to protect privacy. But as always, it's important to read the fine print and understand how these apps work.
Absolutely. So we've covered the back of the head, the emoji face, focusing on the parenting experience, and tech tools. What's our final strategy, Tim?
The last strategy is creating an inner circle strategy, essentially using private servers like Discord or WhatsApp instead of public feeds.
Ah, yes, going back to that idea of creating your own digital village.
Precisely. It's about being intentional about who you share your content with. Instead of posting everything on Facebook or Instagram, you create a private group for family and close friends.
It's like having a digital scrapbook that only your inner circle can access. That's smart. This can be really useful, especially for sharing more personal or intimate moments.
Exactly. It gives you more control over who sees what, and it fosters a sense of community and connection. One of our daycare parents used this to keep close contact with their children's grandparents across the country.
I love that. It's all about being intentional and mindful about your online sharing habits. So, Tim, before we wrap up, let's talk about the potential pitfalls of not being mindful about this. What are the risks of oversharing your child's life online?
Well, Edna, the risks are numerous. As we mentioned earlier, there's the digital footprint issue. What you post today could impact your child's future opportunities.
Absolutely. And it's not just about future opportunities. It's also about their present well-being. Oversharing can make your child a target for online predators or bullies.
A very important point, Edna. It's a scary reality, but it's one that parents need to be aware of. Oversharing can also lead to identity theft, as personal information can be gleaned from photos and posts.
And let's not forget about the emotional impact on the child. How might they feel knowing that their entire life is being broadcast to the world without their consent?
That's a crucial point. It's important to respect your child's autonomy and give them a say in what's shared about them online, as they get older, of course. We need to respect their right to privacy, even if they're too young to fully understand it themselves.
It's about creating a culture of respect and consent within the family, even in the digital realm.
Exactly. And it's about teaching your children about online safety and responsible social media use from a young age.
So it's not just about protecting them. It's also about empowering them to protect themselves.
Precisely. It's a lifelong lesson that will serve them well in this increasingly digital world.
Okay, Tim, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the ghost child strategy, the reasons behind it, the techniques parents are using, and the potential risks of oversharing.
We have. It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but hopefully we've provided some helpful insights and practical tips for parents navigating this digital landscape.
I think so. And honestly, it's a conversation that needs to keep happening. As technology evolves, so too will the challenges and opportunities surrounding online privacy.
Absolutely. So what are some of the key takeaways, Edna, for our listeners?
Okay, here are my top takeaways. First, be mindful of your digital footprint. Think before you post. What are the potential consequences of sharing this information online?
Great point. Second, prioritize your child's privacy. Respect their autonomy and give them a say in what's shared about them online as they get older.
Third, explore the various techniques available to protect your child's privacy, from the back of the head to tech tools and private servers.
And finally, educate your children about online safety and responsible social media use. Empower them to protect themselves.
Excellent summary, Tim.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Rising Parent Podcast. Edna, as always, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine, Tim. And thank you to all our listeners for joining us today.
Before we go, we have a quick call to action. First, if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Rising Parent Podcast and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us reach more parents and share these important conversations.
Absolutely. And second, visit our website at risingparent.org.
And finally, and this is important, if you have a burning parenting question or a topic you'd love us to cover on the podcast, send us your requests. We are always looking for new ideas, and we will make an episode just for you. Yes, you. Just visit our website and send us your request.
We truly value your input and want to make this podcast as helpful and relevant as possible.
That's right. So until next time, keep rising, parents.
Keep thriving.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
We're all in this together.
Bye for now.